This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 26th. God's word to you today is the right kind. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 16, verse 3 from the Message translation, and it says, "And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make." To defeat and overcome fears, the second thing is, I need to stop listening to the voices of fear. We need to stop listening to the voices of fear. Be careful about what you listen to and who you listen to, so that you do not become paranoid. I'm not saying deny reality in any way, but I'm saying you cannot afford to be listening to the voices of fear. You can have people in your life, but you do not listen to their fears. 2019 was an election year in Nigeria, and the voices of fear were everywhere. It just so happened that I was on a flight with a very senior person in ministry. He has been in ministry years before us, so he is like a big brother in ministry to me. He came to my seat and began to speak about the election year, and I was listening. Then he asked me if I had bought my ticket. Ticket? He said he had bought tickets for himself and his family, and he had plans to ship them out of Nigeria until the coast is clear. Then he looked at me and said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I will pray." He said, "Then pray, but you need to buy your ticket." I love him, but I'm not going to take his advice. Whose voices are you listening to? God's voice or the voices of fear? Pastor, we have to be wise. Listen, if God says move, then please move. But if God has not said so, then do not move. Shut off because everything that is not of faith, the Bible says, is a sin. Romans 14 verse 23 says, "For whatsoever is not of faith is a sin." This is taken from the King James Version. You cannot walk in fear and walk in faith at the same time. You have to be ready to face the ridicule. Back to Mary's story. Imagine Mary hanging out with her friends, the girls, and you know girls talk deeper than boys, probingly so. The girls say, "Mary, so you're pregnant?" "Yes," Mary responds. "So, you and Joseph already..." They probed. Mary said, "No. You would be shocked when you hear what happened. It is the Holy Spirit." "The Holy Spirit is the father of your baby. Really? Tell us how that happened." Mary says, "The Holy Spirit came over me, power of the highest, and I became pregnant." There is no way the natural girl would say a word of encouragement. If Mary had hung out with her friends long enough, she probably would have attempted abortion, if there were anything like that back then. What did Mary's parents do? They did what parents do today when a teenage girl gets pregnant. They ship her to the village or some relative far away from their community. They took Mary to Elizabeth's house. When Mary arrived, the six-month-old baby in Elizabeth's womb leapt for joy. There was an intense connection between Mary and Elizabeth. You are pregnant with the destiny, physical baby, dream, idea, vision that God has put in you. So you need to surround yourself with people that when you come in contact with them, the baby in you will leap for joy and there will be some real connection. Not with people that will talk down the baby you are carrying. You need people that will speak life into the baby you are carrying. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to stay focused on God's voice alone. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.